Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join in holy matrimony here out in nature under the eyes of God, together some of our most favored friends and family. Today we are going to marry several people together in our mass anime-themed wedding today, including Naru Narusagawa to her college boyfriend Keitaru, where they shall join in the bonds of matrimony. As well, we shall be marrying Ryoga Hibiki to his much-longed-for Akane Tendo. Like hell you will! Excuse me, sir, we're in the middle of a wedding ceremony here. Well, the Akane belongs to me! Rhonda! You better back off, Rhonda. I'm not going to give Akane up that easily. Oh, yeah? Well, how about I see if you can make me, Ryoga? All right, well, settle down here. We have a wedding to take place. You guys take care of it out back.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go. We'll be back right now.
I'll take you on, Ryoga. No problem. Well, as I was saying, we'll let those two fight. Hopefully we won't get too much into also today, we join Keiichi Morisato and Belle Dandy, a goddess born onto this earth by his fondest wish to be with her together forever in most splendid joy.
It's about time, Keiichi.
Now also, of course, we will be joining together in a polygamist wedding, all of the male pilots from the Gundam Wing series, so that they may truly be happy and together with each other for now and forever. But of course, weddings come not only with happiness, but they also come with the bonds of responsibility.
Responsibility? I'm out of here!
No, wait! Come back, everybody! It's not that much, I mean, come on, it's a wedding! You're supposed to show
up! Get back here, Ryan! I'm not gonna get any of our food!
I'm not gonna get any of Connor's food! Woohoo!
You know, this is why I never wanted to move to Japan.
There's clever engineers.
But yeah!
Time for ASO Radio.
Well, I tell you, DV3, sometimes the funnies just write themselves. And that's the case it is with this week, so...
Hear that, man. I almost stalled because I was getting ready to laugh.
Well, as you may know from listening, this, of course, is ASO Radio, episode number 73. This is NZ17
and GBC
shouting out Ohio Gazaimasu to everybody out there who's listening in the morning.
We've been doing this for a long time.
We've been doing this ever since 1999.
That's a long time.
A long time. Well, you know, we took breaks here and there, but we still have been doing it all that time.
Breaks? I thought it was a coma.
It's hibernation.
Oh.
Okay, hibernation. So, yeah, got a lot of good stuff this episode. We're going to be doing our Shotgun anime review for the anime review section. You'll see what I mean in a minute.
They're all going to listen just because they're like, what's a shotgun anime review? What the heck?
We've got some anime news this week of a flavorful variety.
Anime news? That's what you call it?
Well, you know. And then we've got Hotspot, which, as usual, we have nothing planned for. So
I thought we had something planned.
No, we'll figure something out. So anyways, we better get on to the anime news then.
And now it's time for the Any O'Clock Anime News.
All right, DB3, I'll let you have the honor of picking who goes first.
I'll let you go first.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. Okay, well, apparently Bandai Entertainment will be going and showing Escriad and Escaflowne the movie on the Cartoon Network. Escriad will be on Saturday, May 28th at 12:30 a.m., and Escaflowne the movie will be appearing sometime this summer. Also, Funimation has stated that Dragon Ball Z will begin airing on the Cartoon Network daily starting in June. Funimation also said that their recent release of the Dragon Ball Z movie 10, the 10th Dragon Ball Z movie, if you can believe that.
Well, they've made a lot of them. They're just slowly coming over here.
Yeah, Broly, Second Coming, sold more units in its first week to date than any other Dragon Ball Z DVD.
And considering it's not as big as it used to be, I think that's a pretty good feat.
I'm impressed that it's still going that strong, you know, especially now that Z isn't even on the air at the moment, so.
Yeah.
Of course, who knows by the time I actually put this episode on the air. So, anyway.
So, Anime America.
Anime America?
Yeah, Anime America. Well, Viz. Anime America is being changed. Viz has confirmed it. And we're all sad. There will be two versions of the new Animerica, convention exclusive version. Of the magazine will be regular size to have smaller page count, and will be distributed for free. I always like free. At American anime conventions beginning this summer. Ooh, that means we'll be able to hook up with this.
Yeah.
Each convention will have its own exclusive original issue. Ooh, even better issue. The first issue will be available at Anime Overdose at Kunigan. A digest-sized version of the magazine will be published quarterly and distributed free in Borders and Walden bookstores. Approximately 100 copies per store, so you better get out there quickly, will be available in the anime manga section of the 1,000 stores nationwide beginning in June, which is just right around the corner. So, you might want to start standing in line now. The Borders Walden version of the magazine will focus on content and articles and will feature broader coverage than the advertiser-sponsored convention edition. And America will no longer be available for purchase in stores and will not be available for subscription. So if you don't live near a Borders and Walden books, you're out of luck.
Yeah, man, you know, on the one hand, Animerica is the oldest running, as far as I'm aware, anime magazine here in America. And so it's a real shame to go and see that competition going and making a change like this. Now, it could be, in fact, due to the recent ShowPro-Viz merger, but either way, I think it kind of sucks that a long staple is being forced to go and change to being this new free version. On the one hand, free is good, but on another hand, it will probably change the content, you know. What was I thinking now? You know, I mean, it's just, Animerica, on the one hand, used to be $50 for a 12-issue subscription.
Really?
So, you know, it's no wonder that its numbers have been going down with all these other magazines available. But on the other hand, I think Viz is making a mistake by just going and giving it away more as like a catalog publication thing, you know, than it has in the past. Right now, actually, I'm trying to look for something special, some announcement or something in the latest Anime Insider. And it's a really great anime magazine, by the way. And so DB3, just go ahead and take
the
next
news. I will just keep going on with the news
until I find what I'm looking for.
Well, there's been an announcement at Acom that Yu Hazabi and Kana Tachibana of Dream, the group behind the ending themes of Inuyasha and Hikiru no Go, will be musical guests of honor at Akon. Well, that's pretty... Akon 16. That's pretty cool for all those...
music fans out there?
Yeah. Or all those going to Akon.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, we have new information about Steam Boy. In celebration of the recent Japanese DVD release of Katsuhiro Otomo's Steam Boy, the Bandai Channel and Yahoo Japan have made available in a selection of Katsuhiro Otomo movie and OAVs. From 1987's Robot Carnival to 2001's Metropolis, along with a recent interview. But The movies, they do cost. It costs 315 yen to watch. Or about, as NG told me earlier, about $3. So, yeah, I have to pay to get the movies. But, do not worry. The interview, you can watch for free.
Wow, they're so generous.
I think you deserve this next one, NZ.
Oh, alright. Anyways, the thing that I was looking for in here, there was some ad saying, like, some special giveaway to, like, the first 200 people or something at this one anime convention. We're going to get a free DVD or a manga or something. I'm not too sure. I'll take this next news bit, and I'll just have BB3 thumb through the pages, trying to find it for me. It just goes from this page onward.
Alright.
Okay, oh, and by the way, to anybody listening, I apologize for the background noise. I've got, well, computer problems, I guess you could say. And so, to keep it from overheating, I have to leave the case open, because this is the wrong case for the motherboard. And if you love NZ, be sure to go and give him some money to help out with this. Anyways, earlier this month, Love Hina creator Ken Akamatsu updated his diary to state, "Today, April 3rd, 2005, is the wedding day of Keitaro and Naru. Relatives and friends from Japan and abroad come to Hinata Inn at the seaside of Kanagawa Prefecture to attend their wedding. Honored priest Seda conducted the ceremony. As usual, Katsune, Motoko, Shinobu, Su, Mitsumi and Sarah were busy with the preparation for the ceremony. Hinata, Baba, and Kanako came as well. New resident Masei is also here. Aruka and Tama, Naomi and Mei, Naru's sister, have also joined the celebration. Keitaro has at last fulfilled his childhood wish and married the girl he always wanted to, that he's always been in love with. Congratulations, you really must not give up, no matter what." And then this news report goes on to say that Akamatsu received many email congratulations for the newlyweds, approximately 800 by the next day. And that, my friends, is truly what otaku are all about, is congratulating fictitious characters on their wedding plans. And our last bit of news for today, Disney's El Capitan Theater in Hollywood is now selling tickets for the North American premiere of Howl's Moving Castle on June 10th. Tickets for further showings through June 23rd are also available. A theater representative confirmed that the showings will be in English. According to the theater's site, the movie runs 119 minutes, which is approximately the same running time as the original Japanese version. Also, it should be noted that I really, really, really want to watch the show. Outside of that, though, how's the progress coming on there, DB3?
I can't find anything yet.
All right, well, you keep looking. When you reach the end of the magazine, just give up.
Okay.
Anyways, since DB3's looking for that, I think I'll take this opportunity to announce a very special ASO Radio announcement. In the past... yes. In the past, we've been trying a variety of different, I guess you could say, business models to go and support the running and support of ASO Radio and the resources that it uses. ASO Radio, as some of you may be aware, takes a lot of time and energy to go and put together each week. And though our shows typically last an hour to an hour and a half, the actual time behind it, i.e. watching the anime, recording the shows, doing the editing, managing the website, is a full-time job in itself almost. And we've tried the donation route, nobody donated. And we tried the merchandising route, nobody seemed interested. So since our passive forms of supporting ourselves have so far thus failed, what we're going to be doing is returning back to an experiment that I did, if you recall, DB3, back around episode 20. And at that time, we aired for about 4 episodes a series of advertisements for an online anime retailer. And it was funny because it wasn't really a positive or negative response from the fans. It just seemed, you know, they were all cool with it. They didn't really care either way. And so we're going to be bringing back the commercials to the show. Now, I hear, of course, some of you out there going, but NZ, your show's commercial free. You know, it's one of the few commercial free things out on the internet. And yes, I know how you feel, but sometimes you just have to go and starve so much before you have to give up some of your principles.
And I'm a skinny, I want to say what I'm a skinny as.
Well, you're a skinny college student, how about that?
Okay.
And so, basically, if the show's not paying for itself to be hosted on a yearly basis, which costs about $90, if I remember correctly, but who knows with me, if it's not paying for itself, I mean, I don't mind being out of the time, but, you know, the time to put the shows together, but it is a burden when you have to pay out nearly $100 every year just to go ahead and host the show for people to listen to for free. So we'll be bringing back the ads, but they won't be very obtrusive, unlike most commercial breaks, which last like 5 minutes or more, it seems. We'll be having only one commercial in between our segments. So there might be a commercial between the anime news and the review or the hotspot and the fan mail. At most, we'll be airing about 5 commercials per week. So it's not going to be very bad at all, and each of those commercials will run at most a minute and a half long. So it's going to be pretty cool. We're actually going to be approaching a couple of different people about advertising on the show. The website, however, will remain ad-free. And our other NZ17 Productions affiliates, MacRibo, V the Comic, and AnaFanatic, who will be starting to show Google AdSense advertisements. And I encourage everybody to go and click on those, because every time you do, we get a couple of cents in our coffer, which we can certainly use and put to good use, get better equipment, get me a working silent computer so we don't have lots of background noise, so on and so forth. So, yeah.
I have bad news.
What's that?
I've just finished looking through Anime Insider, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot easier to find when I was casually reading through the magazine than when I was actively looking through it. But who knows, just go to, like, all of the booths at the dealer's rooms at the anime cons coming up. There's probably Otakon or Anime Expo, and you'll get, like, a free DVD if you're one of the first 200 or something, I don't know. Tell them,
Oh, in other words, get in line now.
Yeah, tell them ASO Radio sent you for the free DVD they promised, though we can't recall who said it, right? So anyways, yeah, some ads coming to the show, but it should be cool.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we're not going to start, you know, trying to sell Viagra or mortgages or something like that. We're just going to keep them at
the same. Why did I have that shipment? I had that big, we had the big shipment.
Well, we're going to put it in the harbor and hope the mackerel don't start jumping into the boat after us. Yeah, so we're going to introduce some ads, but it's going to be cool because they're going to be anime-themed ads, so, you know, basically, buy from our retailers, you know, if there's a comment retailers, our sponsors, if there's a comments dialogue in their little box, say, ASO Radio said you guys had good anime or whatever, and then they'll advertise with us more. The more money that we make, the more shows we put out on a more regular basis, the more website updates. Basically, you scratch our back by going and telling us people that we should have advertised on the show, you know, or advertise on the show, and we'll scratch your back by putting out episodes and whatnot, and click on, you know, the ad links and everything. But anyways, enough of our pandering to our commercial needs. It is time for our shotgun anime review.
It's not a new view, it's not a preview, it's a review. Anime review.
Alright, DV3, now, since we've gotten to the anime review of the episode now, should we actually be kind enough to let them know what in the world the shotgun approach is?
Well, since we're going to be doing it, they might as well know what we're doing.
True, true. So, what this is... what is this? Oh, yes.
Since we're behind so much in many of the reviews we have, we're going to help...
Especially me updating the reviews section of the site. My bad. But, oh, there's going to be a big update coming to the site soon, possibly by the time this episode's up, but, you know.
We're going to do a shotgun review, which consists of...
It's kind of like a chain gun, really. It's one review quickly after another, not going to dwell on the details, give you the 411 straight up real quick.
Yeah.
So enough pussyfooting around. We've got quite a few to cover here. Okay, now, hang on a sec. Let me go ahead and open that up in a text editor real quick there, DB3. Okay, have you seen Inuyasha, the movie 2?
No.
Okay, Escaflowne Volume 2?
We watched some of it. Yes, I did. Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll review that together. I better make that with the... There we are. You didn't watch that. Didn't watch that.
Oh, we already did that one.
Soup, Daichi's Ramen, Girl Power. No, you weren't here for that. You weren't here for that. Okay, so I'm going to start us off with, and then... okay, so I'm going to start off with the second Inuyasha movie, and then DB3 and I will both review Escaflowne. I'll finish up my set of ones that I've watched that we haven't reviewed on the show. Then DB3 will go and he'll cover the...
what was the princess?
It was Princess Dokatu Katsu or something like that. And the other one was Shinesman.
Shinesman.
Then we'll also be doing Escaflowne Volume 3.
Yay.
And the first volume of His and Her Circumstances.
Yes.
So we have a lot to cover in a little amount of time, and that is precisely why it's our shotgun-style anime review.
Yes. So, go.
Okay. Inuyasha Movie 2, Whispering, Touching Things Through the Looking Glass, whatever it's called. Anyway, this movie was pretty good. It's a lot better than the first movie. There's a lot more action, a lot better pacing to it. It's a lot more fun to watch.
Is there a better story?
Better story. All in all, it was a much better movie, but it's kind of a cop-out. It's like you could completely skip this movie and be out of nothing. Because at the very beginning of the movie, they defeat Norelco or Naratu or whatever name is. And then they all go along, dee 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 dee. And they're like, oh no, this new powerful demon arrived. And it's like, oh, this new powerful demon's not as strong. And anyways, I'm going to give the second Inuyasha movie, Whispers Through the whatever it's called, Looking Glass one, I'm going to go ahead and give this one a recommended. Okay. Next up, Escaflowne, DVD, Volume 2, DB3, take this one.
Well, it's been a while since we've seen this, but Escaflowne is an Escaflowne movie.
That's not very helpful, DB3.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Okay, well... I
didn't
feel it was as good as the first one, first DVD. The first DVD was a lot stronger. This one's kind of still getting everybody into the characters.
Yeah.
It doesn't really get into a full stride until the third DVD, so I'm going to give the second one a recommended. DVD.
And that's what I would go with, is with the recommended.
All right, next up we have Mao-chan, DVD number 1, Piece of Japan. It's actually very interesting because this Mao-chan was animated by, written by the same guy that did Love Hina.
Oh, really?
And so the character designs and characters are very similar to those in Love Hina. As a matter of fact, the one cute girl that everybody that like has this big crush on, the general, looks just like Nona Narasagawa from Love Hina. Interesting tidbit. Anyways, Mao-chan is made for younger kids, and it's kind of interesting. It has a cute art style, but unfortunately, it's very boring, and even my 7-year-old sister was very bored by the show and didn't actually want to watch all of it. And so you know, when a kid doesn't want to watch an entire cartoon, it's a bad thing. So I'm going to give Mao-chan, DVD number 1, Piece of Japan, a neutral.
Cool.
Okay, next up we have Super Gals, DVD number 1, Gals Gotta Have a Heart. Super Gals is a very stylistic show about basically this girl and her friends that feel like they run this part of Tokyo. Shibuya, as a matter of fact. All in all, it's a good show, but it's more style than substance. So while I really wanted to really give this show a highly recommended, it doesn't really have enough to get a highly recommended, and sometimes I feel it barely has enough for recommended. It's the styling that really keeps me attached to this, so I'm going to give this one a recommended, even though it's kind of in between that and a neutral.
Cool.
Alright, next up we have Girl Power, DVD number 1. Girl Power is a very awesome one-episode OAV, completely funded by one Japanese anime producer over in Japan. Most anime isolates the listeners because they, in Japan, of course, they don't have English or Japanese subtitles, and thus the deaf cannot watch the anime. And interesting enough, most deaf Japanese people watch American movies because they're subtitled in Japanese because it keeps the English dub. And because of this, he created Girl Power, which is the story of three girls that are more or less orphaned by their parents. Their parents have basically gone away somewhere, I forget where. So the three of them run their own business, in which they'll do any task as long as it pays well. And they're a bunch of hard workers, and their first task is to go in this show. Their main task is to convince this boy to go back to school, even though they themselves don't go to school. And they, eventually he learns that it's hard work out in the real world and that he should do his best to go and be a good student and appease his mother, because once you get out in the real world, it's really tough. This show's really great, really has a lot of heart, and I'm going to go and give this one... I'm going to give this one, actually, a top recommendation because I liked it that much.
Was there anything special about any of the girls?
Each of the girls had their specialty. The blonde-haired girl thinks, like, everything can be solved by beauty and niceness and whatnot. The main character with red hair, she believes everything can be done with enough energy and enthusiasm. And the deaf girl in the show, she is their business manager, manages all the finances and paperwork.
Oh, so there was a deaf girl.
Yes. And she did the hand signals and everything. She would speak with her hands, and the other girls knew sign language.
I was just
made fun of the class representative, as a matter of fact, because he didn't know sign language.
I was just asking, because you led into the deaf part, but you didn't hook it in. You just said it was made for deaf.
Well, that's why they're shotgun reviews. Speaking of which, The Weather Incontinent, a very fun action film. Not too much depth to it, but it does go, and it gets, as an adventure action movie, it does satisfy very well. And I'm going to go and give The Weather Incontinent a recommended, because I really liked it, and I felt that it did what it set out to do very well. Actually, scratch that, I'll make it a highly recommended. What the heck? Okay, DB3, now go ahead and give us an overview of Princess Don't Tabado Do.
Well, the Princess of Dabodino is...
Pudding Princess.
is a very boring anime. It's about a princess that gets passed into a faraway land and has to make her way back learning valuable life lessons. And unless you're a person who likes pudding, I would not suggest this movie. It is very average.
It's a movie?
Oh, no, it's OAV. Very, very average. My recommendation? Neutral.
Ah, did you actually get through the whole thing?
I did. I was up
did quick. It have an ending?
Not a great one.
It's kind of one of those OAVs that ran out of time so it didn't do an ending? Or
yeah.
Did it?
Well, like, she got back to the town and she just acted like she always had. Just dumb and immature.
Well, and that's good. Next.
The Shinesman. The Shinesman is a show about Power Ranger-esque heroes fighting villains. Yeah, it had a lot of... the first couple episodes were quite boring, but as the OAV ended, I was thinking, well, if they made this into a whole series, there could be a lot of...
Opportunity
to grow and to actually bring something out, but with only like two or three episodes, it is... I'm only going to give it a recommended, so, yeah.
Next up, we got Escaflowne, Volume 3.
Escaflowne Volume 3, I thought it was much better than the second one. It sort of got the story going a little bit further.
Starts to get a little more dramatic.
Yeah, he's getting...
centers like, more on the characters, too.
That's what I was about to say.
Anything else you'd like to know about this one?
I liked the doppelganger.
Doppelganger was a pretty cool story point.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and give this volume of Escaflowne a highly recommended DB3.
I'll give this... Would you just give it?
Highly recommended.
That's what I was going to give it, too.
All right. Next up, we've got Volume 1 of His and Her Circumstances.
His and Her Circumstances is a show about a very self-centered girl who portrays herself as being a very upbeat person and...
It's a perfect model person because she gets a high off of all of the appreciation by others and admiration.
And then all of a sudden, a rival comes. And he finds out that she's really just an ordinary person, and that's where his and her secret come from. They both find out that the other is an ordinary person.
Yes, and they both have this love-hate relationship thing on, and the fact that they kind of at first despise each other because of their excellent performance in comparison to the other.
Well, I don't think he so much despised her.
As she despised him.
Yeah.
And then throughout the rest of the DVD, more or less, all it is going back and forth of, oh, I'm not good enough for her. Oh, I'm not good enough for him. Oh, we should be together. Oh, we should be apart. Oh, we're getting torn apart by activities, blah, blah, blah. And basically, the dramatics of being an overperforming high school student. DB3, what do you rate?
I'll give this a recommended.
I'm going to go ahead and give this one a recommended as well. I'm hoping that in the later volumes that it picks up a bit, but the pacing in these earlier ones is a bit slow.
As much as people talk about it, you would think it should pick up.
Yes. So we'll find out next time when we go and we review Volume 3. And thus concludes our shotgun approach to the anime reviews.
Fan mail. Fan mail. Fan mail. Fan mail. Fan mail. Fan mail. Fan mail.
fan mail. So this week we once again had a long period in between putting up new episodes and the last bunch of episodes. Last time I actually put up about 7 episodes all at once.
I think people were sort of in shock.
Yeah.
I think that might still be the reason. they're in shock.
Oh, well, you know, we've already read all the fan mail from that, and so for the next batch, which is like 69, 70, 71, 72, and 73, or something like that, those will be going up pretty soon, hopefully. I haven't gotten those up because, as you can hear, we've been having all sorts of computer problems. Since we have no fan mail, I'll feel free to tell them a bit about what I've been experiencing. The other...
We can save a little bit for this hotspot.
Yeah, screw it. Okay. The other day I was working on my computer. Uh-oh. There's a bad electrical burning smell. What could that be? Oh, no, my motherboard fried. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to go and get a replacement motherboard. Oh, what's that? To go and get the replacement motherboard, now, it'll cost almost as much as going and getting a brand new motherboard and CPU. Well, I'll go get that. Oh, what do you mean I have to get a new case to accommodate these new parts? Well, okay, I might as well go and get that new case. Oh, look, I finally got all my new parts a week later. All right, let's hook all this up. Oh, everything's great. 24 hours later, oh, everything's... Uh-oh, the motherboard died on this one. Now I have to send that back. Oh, no, now what am I going to do? I don't have a motherboard to fit in here. Oh, I know. I'll go to a local computer store and buy a new motherboard. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, look, I have my nice, shiny new motherboard. Oh, no, this one's too big. It was made for a larger style case. What am I going to do now? Oh, look, I can put all the new parts in the old case and all the old parts in the new case. Oh, now everything's fine and dandy. Get it? Oh, crap. Oh, now look what's happened. Because of the layout of the old case and the layout of the new motherboard, now the overheating CPU, because of the crappy fan that makes way too much noise, as all the listeners can hear, has gone and killed my power supply.
Oh,
now,
no.
Now I can't go and keep the case on, so now I have to put in the other power supply. So even though I have enough parts for 2 computers, power supply died, so now I only have 1 power supply of which to run 2 computers, so I have to go and have only 1 computer running at a time.
And this is when we hear the Wicked Witch of the West saying,
"Wahaha, MG, I'll get you and your computer too!"
Yeah, so as you can hear, I've had a lot of computer problems, a lot of expensive computer problems. And so, in a nutshell, I figured either we could wait forever and not record a new episode, or I could just go and kind of have this annoying wind background noise thing going on. So I figured it would just be better not to leave everybody hanging forever, and I'll probably put out some new episodes then. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
And so it's really been sucking, so we really do need to have advertising on the show because we just run into so many unexpected expenses as well as actual, you know, expected expenses. Not to mention renting all this anime costs quite a lot, you know. Because, I mean, if I rent them from the local stores, it's like $4 a pop. If I rent them online, it's like I can get 8 DVDs for like $15. But that still adds up, you know, I mean, heck, DB3, you're good at math. What's 12 times 15?
12 times 15? 144. 100. I don't know.
It's $180.
Oh, who was good at math, is NZ?
I figured you were really fast at reading. You must be really fast at math. But, you know. So, it's, you know, if it costs $180 a year just to rent the anime we watch on the show, plus another $90 to host the show, plus all the time that we take out of our schedules to do the show, need a little bling back in the pocketbook. So if you want to go and help out, of course there's the production store where you can buy previous CDs of our past episodes. You can buy merchandise from the other programs as well as our snazzy bandy t-shirts. So, anything else you'd like to add to this section of the show?
DB3? No.
What do you think of ASO Radio putting ads in its episodes?
I think it'll help, especially help you, since you're the one putting out most of the moolah.
True, true. Do you think it'll be a detriment to the show that'll detract from the overall quality of
ads? I don't think they'll really notice.
You know what's cool, though?
Huh?
Is the most circumstances we're not going to get pre-recorded audio ads to put on there. We'll be doing the ads ourselves. So I don't think it'll be that much of a difference. It'll just be more of us talking. So,
yeah, that's
you know,
how we do.
We'll just be going and selling our, you know, selling out for our sponsors. You know, I mean, this show brought to you by. But seriously, though, we're like PBS. We give it out for free, but we need the money to come in. So, you know, PBS, they get their corporate sponsors, you know, and viewers like you, you know, maybe we need to start saying that at the end. ESO Radio has been brought to you by blah, 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 and listeners like you.
I thought that's what we say when we say the show, the fans make the show.
That's true. By purchasing the merchandise, it helps us pay expenses, and the fans do make the show. Plus, our merchandise is nice.
It's pretty suave, some of the stuff we have.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to check it out.
All right. Well, I think that more or less wraps up the fan mail, eh?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
I guess we'll have to wrap up with our standard. If you want to go and get your fan mail read on the show, just go ahead and send in your fan mail using the new fan submission form on the website.
And it's not too hard to find either. It's got that little spot that says fan mail.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, since we're blah, blah, blah right now, should we talk about the brand new site design that I'm rolling out?
Or should we save that for Hotspot?
Well, do you have anything that you'd like to review for the Hotspot this week? Manga or soundtracks or video games?
No.
Anything you particularly feel like ranting about or doing an editorial or some sort of special coverage?
Not really.
Huh.
What about you?
We'll do the ASA Radio's new website feature for the Hotspot then. Oh, baby, a Hotspot. Okay, well, let's see. Something else that I was going to have us talk about in the Hotspot this week, DB3, is we need to go and let our listeners know how our Nandetsucon plans and savings and everything is accumulating.
Oh, shoot, I left the money at home again.
Oh, DB3, you're hilarious, darling. Simply hilarious. Right now, what would you estimate, DB3, that you have in reserve, especially set aside, to going to Nandetsucon, which will be hosting our very own panel?
I don't know, I'm just saving money. College, school, college and school, the same thing. And just, it's sort of all in the same bank.
All kind of convoluted together, eh?
So I couldn't say how much specifically for NDK, but I have a good little bit put away. All together.
What is your goal that you're aiming for going to the con? Because as we all know, con going is very expensive, especially if you're not indigenous to the area it's being held at.
That's true. Just for the con, like soups and stuff, I think I'm only going to take like $50, a couple DVDs.
Like dealer room stuff,
yeah.
Only about 50?
Yeah, 50 to 75. I'm not too particular. Just a couple of cool items.
Yeah, yeah. For those that never been to a con, basically this is how my finances are going to break down. Right now, to tell the truth, I've got like $7 saved up. So I'm a little behind. But that'll be remedied before the con, you know, has to be, can't go then. And I am not missing it this year. I've missed it for the last 2 years, and this year I'm going. But basically, first up, both DB3 and us are tossing in $100 for the hotel stay.
Yep.
For the 5 days and 4 nights we'll be there. Because you want 1 day to drive there, 3 days for the actual con, 1 day to drive back, so you don't push yourself too far since we are driving, what, like 7 hours away or something.
Yeah.
And then, on top of that, we're actually going to pre-register if we can swing it, because whenever you go to an anime convention, it's always best to pre-register for it as soon as possible because you get the cheapest deal on it. Hopefully we'll be able to swing something where we all get in like three tickets for the price of one or something because we're doing panel, I don't know. So outside of that though, there's of course eating expenses, and I'm going to try to bring about each day, I figure, would be about $10, so I'm trying to bring $50 just for eating.
Yeah.
So that's $150 now. And then, of course, there's the gas for the trip. Gasoline is becoming very expensive, so I'm going to have probably another $50 there. We're going to be taking Z-Guy's car, and so I'm going to give him that for, you know, driving around expenses and everything. So that makes it two, and then I'm going to try to bring another $100 on top of that for, you know, all those niceties from the con. And not to mention, of course, con registration itself probably going to be about $40. So I'm trying to, my overall goal is to get about $300 because you're pretty well set with that much money, I think.
Yeah, safely.
Yeah. And everything past that's good because, one, you can buy that cool Japan-only stuff you'll find there, and two, if you get stranded or some other adverse circumstances happen, you're still set, so, you know. Alright. No new real, con stuff to report, but, there is a bit of, a theoretical thing that we're going over. And what we're thinking about doing is perhaps hosting a second panel at Nandesu Con called Whose Anime Is It Anyway? And it's going to be just an improvisational panel, probably a half hour long, maybe an hour, but I'm saying half an hour because an hour is kind of a long stretch. Where we'll be doing various fun little games made up on the spot. We'll have Z-Guy host because, you know, no offense to Z-Guy here, but he's like us so much when it comes to doing the on the spur of the moment sort of comedy. And we'll probably invite one or two people from the audience to join us, but we don't know whether or not we should actually go through with this. So what I would like our listeners to do is to send in fan mail and say why they think we should or shouldn't do the improvisational panel at the show. Because I think that's an easy way to decide is whether people actually want to watch us do it.
Yeah.
Of course, there's no saying that we'll actually do it if you want us to, but still, you know, it's cool. All right, okay then. How about we talk about the new Aisho Radio website design?
It's pretty.
Yes, it's very nice. Let me go ahead and start up the old Firefox web browser there. And then we'll talk you through the new design that we have happening for the website because, well, how about you go and you tell them, DB3, what you think of the new design in comparison to the old design?
It looks much more professional.
Do you think? I think it looks much more professional as well. You see, in the original design, we have the navigational, I guess you could say, panel on the left side, listing all of the links on the site, and then we have Bandy sitting on top, and then next to that is the main part where all the content is, and within that the table with, like, this funky layout of things. And, oh, there we are, now we have it up. And all in all, you know, it's pretty cool. Got a little stylish, you know, gradient effect there, a couple of other things on it. But on another hand, it kind of sucks because the navigational panel and the main content go and form a singular body, and so when it's centered, the whole page is centered, not the center part, and so the center part ends up being off-centered, so it's harder to read. You know, you keep looking, and it's like it's not centered in your vision. And plus, it's got, like, the episode summary right next to the poll, and our hit counter next to our CD sales, all above the news. And it's also using tables for layout, which, you know, is a no-no by modern web design standards. And we've got, like, a bajillion links here on the left side of the screen, right? And for those people listening to this episode in the far-flung future, just go to web.archive.org and check out the previous version of the Aisho Radio website that way, why don't you? Okay, but with our new version of the thing, now this isn't the finalized version, I'm probably going to put a little bit extra polish here and there, but it's about finished there. In our new version, instead of having a lengthy number of links on the left, which that's quite the tongue twister to tell you the truth, now we have a simple site navvy, which some of you who've watched Serial Experiments Ling realize the term navvy, which in this case stands for navigation, with a simplified drop-down menu of the various sections of our site. See, instead of having a big old list of all these links so it takes forever to find what you want, looks cluttered, kind of messy, I'm going to simplify it down, and then certain pages will go, like the general info one. That will not only take you to general information on the site, but it'll also have things from the old site, like our profiles on what anime we like the best, and things like that. See, on the old version of our website, we had on there are the host's favorite anime and things like the bandiography and everything, and I've tried to integrate a couple of those into the new website, but it just created a giant list of links, and that's no good. You know, if you want information, you're going to look for the one saying information. You're not going to look for the one saying, you know, host's favorite anime, you know. So, getting rid of that, I'm bringing, I went to the old Aso Radio website for inspiration, and we're bringing back a couple of things, like on the present or previous version of the website, which say now airing, and then underneath the episode number, and then download, stream embedded, or stream. Still haven't got stream embedded done. Hopefully I'll have that done by the time this episode airs, but, you know, whenever I say that, it don't happen. But I'm bringing it back where now it says not only the episode number, but it will say the season and the show number. For example, if we were airing episode 57, it would say before that season 4, episode 5. And unlike before where I had to put that in by hand, I'm actually using the power of PHP to go and figure that out just simply based upon the episode number.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty snazzy. And I'm hoping to somehow integrate back our featured fan art thing, which before was a thumbnail of our latest fan art that was featured on the right side of the site page. And on the new one, I don't know if it will integrate well with the current redesign, but I'm going to try to go and give a highlight to our fan art contest and also list below that what the winner picked, and that way encourage more people to submit fan art, because the more bandy fan art, the better.
Sounds good to me.
And, okay, but enough of some of the rudimentary changes like the navigational thing. Let's cover the aesthetic changes. Now, we have a simple navy in the middle left upper corner of the screen part, you know, inside the margins. And so that's nice and easy. Uses JavaScript. Next to that, I'll be having a sitemap for people with, like, browsers that don't support JavaScript. They can go to the sitemap and find all the links through there. Then we still have Aso Radio, but now it's instead of being on the left, it's centered right above the description and then the date of the latest episode. And now instead of having the episode number next to download, stream, and all that, we have it appearing above, so very nice looking. Like DB3 said, much more professional looking.
Yeah.
And now Bandy sits on top of the main content pane. Looks very nice. You know, you jump to any page on the site, and oh, she's sitting there. Oh, so cute.
That looks like the bigger Bandy that we had.
You like the bigger Bandy, eh? Well, I figured we could have the bigger Bandy, but the way I have it laid out is she's like really going into the
It looks more professional this way, but I just like the bigger Bandy. It's a personal thing.
Well, I've got an awesome thing to tell you about DB3. We have a little thing called the fan mail, the fan art section, you know, the artist alley.
Yeah.
You go there, you can see a really big picture of Bandy.
Hey.
Just for you. And also, I got rid of the whole table layout. Now it's using divisions using cascading style sheets, and I think it looks much nicer, see? And you'll be like, oh, there's the commentary, oh, there's the episode summary, oh, there's the poll. What? Something down here at the bottom? I'll scroll down. Oh, look, there's more, see? So put the most important stuff on top, the least important stuff towards the bottom, and I think it just flows better that way. It looks less cluttered. It has better spacing. To use an art term, there's more negative space, and thus it balances out the overall appearance of it better, because you can't neglect your negative space just as you can't neglect your positive or visible space. So, I like this new design quite a lot.
I like it.
And it will be easier to maintain, too. See, I'm going to pull up right here for DB3's viewing pleasure. Here is the source code for the website. As you can see, it's very readable.
It is.
So, it works out much nicer for all of us. Well, except this part where the poll isn't a table, but it's a table within a division, and it looks kind of messy, but heck, that's computer-generated code, so I don't care. So it's, all in all, I have to say, really nice job.
Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah, oh, yes, thank you. I accidentally closed out a window. I didn't mean to, but... so I like the new design, and by the time this episode airs, since it could be, you know, years in the future at the rate I go, I should have most of the pages up on the website, finally. And so people will be able to go and browse and leisure and check out all the cool sections.
Yay.
So,
pretty cool sections.
Pretty cool. I'm going to try to go and build... See, a while back I was trying to go and get the back end of the site going so it would be easier for me to maintain with just a couple of, like, you know, scripts and whatnot instead of hand-editing files. But then it was a lot of work and I didn't do it.
Envy doesn't like work.
Yeah, it's kind of like I have a strong aversion to hard work. And that's part of the reason why I'm so poor. Well, I have $7 saved up out of $300 for a convention, and I owe $90 on a motherboard, and I haven't shipped out some items I sold on eBay. I'm a horrible person. So, anyways, I figured, getting back to the subject about my horrible, miserable existence, I'm such a loser.
His life sucks. I laugh at him.
There's only one cure. There's only one thing I can do. Do you know what that is? Do you? Listen to the theme from Supergirls. I love that theme. Yeah, I'm not licensed to it. I don't care. I need a picker up, and then I'll talk some more about the site. Release the soundtrack DVD. Give me a real CD. I'm going to have to go on the internet and get all my music.
That was the best dance I've ever seen in Indy.
Oh, thank you.
You should see him. He's breakdancing in his little room.
And it's not too easy with this carpet getting me rubbering. I love this song. Now this part. No, wait. Hang on. I love that. For anybody in the video. This is my favorite part.
Oh, this is so exciting. I'm pumped up. Oh, boy! Wait. Oh, yeah, that's the easy spot.
All right, fine, you punk. I'll show you. This song.
Oh, no!
Everybody loves Nerd Switch the movie.
This is great.
What can I say? I love upbeat J-poppy songs, yeah.
So, all you fans, I wish you were here so I could have a conversation while NZ's off in his own little world.
NZ is getting fulfillment! Fulfillment!
I think he had a nervous breakdown.
Nah, I'll give you a nervous breakdown, you punkus. O-N-G, O-N-G, I'm gonna give just the same rating as you every freaking time! Let's tell you. Maybe it's this one. Nah, it's not the song. No, not the umbrella. Wait a minute. No, the beginning. This one. From Lovina! You used to recognize this from that soundtrack.
I'm not complaining about this one.
Yeah. Which one is it? No, I'm just going to have to start this thing up. No! One thing about typing in commands, make sure you type them right. Alright. What? No. See what I meant about typing them right?
Uh-huh.
Alright, now let's see. It's one of these songs. No. Oh, wait. It's this one. Read it and weep, America. NZ is in control. And now to bring out my friend Disco Tux. Oh, he's kind of off the top of the page. Well, he's still my friend. All right, that's a horrible plug-in. There we are. Now I feel like I'm in some techno club with that. There we are. This one's cool. Yeah. MZ's in the groove. Hey, man. Yeah, I was getting all the press. Plus, we were kind of getting bored with the blah, blah, blah. Alright, I think we've had enough, wait. Alright, now we had enough. Okay, so, got a little carried away there. MZ needed a little picker-upper, and, anime music's just so upbeat, you know? Okay, well, enough of my deviations from the beaten path. Man, we listened to music like 10 minutes right now. Okay, so back to the website design.
The website, oh yes.
What was I going to say about that now? Oh, so anyways, I figured none of the listeners, none of the viewers would really see the difference between the back end and the front end. So I figured, you know what, it's more important to go and get the front end finished up first. And so that's why I'm going to go and finish up all of the publicly accessible pages on the Acer Radio site finished first, and then get the administrative back end finished later, because you know how lazy I am. I might as well finish up the pages that matter most first, and then make my life easier later. Which, isn't that the ironic thing of it, DB3, is that you can have a simple front end or a simple back end, but you can't really have both for complicated tasks, right?
Yeah.
Like, something can be easy for somebody, but has a lot of technical coding, or it's a fancy electronic device or something, or it can be difficult for the person, but straightforward, you know? So that's a great catch-22. But anyways, I hope you all enjoyed our adventures into the realm of MZ's pick-me-up anime music. So I think that's, now you know my musical taste. Alright, so send in your fan mail, and we'll do a real hot spot next week. Alright, you know, I'm going to be doing up some new sound effects for this season. You know, usually I get them done by the beginning of the season, but I don't want all this background noise from a fan in them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll get those sound effects done soon. In the interim, though, we're just going to stick with last season's sound effects. And, what was I just talking about before this section? Oh, I'm wondering if we should have, first of all, a sound effect that leads into the closing section, because this is the closing section of the show, and maybe even another sound effect at the end of the show, you know, like some closing music, like we have the opening theme, the Acer Radio opening theme, maybe we should have a closing theme too. So I think it might be kind of cool. I don't know whether I do or don't want to do it. Of course, hearing the music, the closing music, conditions you to think, oh, the episode's over, okay, going to turn off the thingy soon instead of just abruptly quiet. But we'll let the fans write in, hear what they think, you know.
So write us.
And DB3 thinks it would sound nice and professional, so also, hey, send in comments about the, you know, new site design. And
about NZ's little mind trip. Stress, build up, breakdown.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, it's maybe we'll feature little snippets of anime music again in the future. Can't feature full songs, but you know how it is. Exploration of Asian music.
Will you guys send us money? When you start sending us money, then we can buy.
If we can go and reach $300 for an ASCAP license, we can play all the music on the show we want.
So, that's a little incentive.
Yeah, so buy merchandise, send in advertisement people, you know, point them towards the show. We love this show. Or simply PayPal me some money at nz17@myrealbox.com. And, you know, I'll be glad to take your shinies. Alright, well, anyways, we really should end the show. I'm a horrible person. I can't take the stress of real life and hard work, and so I just retire away to reading web pages and doing my little anime show and listening to my music.
Well, you watch anime, too.
Yes, well, you know, it's how I find my music. I find anime, but, like, I love the music in that new Oh My Goddess TV
show. That's the only thing I like about it, I think.
Yeah, you know, that show screams mediocre, so Media Blasters is bringing it over instead of, what's that called? Animigo. So I hope they use the same voice actors. But, you know, it seems to me that Animigo is, like, dead in the water. I mean, they haven't come out with anything new at all for years. It's like when everything switched over to DVD, the last I heard of them, they were putting all their stuff on DVD, and they haven't had any new acquisitions since that time.
Yep.
And weren't you saying something, DB3, about being disappointed in the extras that came on those Oh My Goddess
I was.
DVDs?
Like, there was hardly anything. You could lip-sync your own words to the shows, the episodes.
Which was basically what the episodes without
sound.
With just sound effects and music.
No, I didn't even make it through a whole episode. I don't know.
That's horrid. That really is. Well, anyways, from NZ17
and DB3,
we wish you well until next week's episode of ASO Radio.